What a break for Los Angeles writer Janet Fitch when Oprah decided to feature her first novel, White Oleander, and Unknown became an overnight bestseller. Now, 7 years after that, Miss Fitch is back with another dark tale of family affliction with a dark title, Paint It Black. Here's Day-to-Day book critic Veronique de Turin.
There's a world of hurt in Janet Fitch's second novel, Paint It Black. And if you venture in even a few pages, that world's going to hurt you. A lot. The bad news arrives in a phone call to Josie, a 20-year-old punk rocker and artist model. Can she come down to the LA County Coroner's Office to identify her boyfriend's body? She does. Michael's dead, a suicide, and that moment plays and replays throughout the rest of the book. As Josie's life stumbles along, awash in sex, drugs, and vodka, she's trapped in the single year of her relationship with Michael, spent in their tiny Echo Park bungalow. At first it was idyllic, like the moment Josie and Michael saw a blue heron in the Silver Lake Reservoir. Time just stopped, Fitch writes. The true world glowed in the morning light, the bird and the water sparkling. They'd held hands, they both saw it, right there, the true world. She didn't know how long they stood there because there was no time. It only started again when, eventually, the bird flew off under the arch of the bridge. But Michael's demons soon appear and take over his life and Josie's. Emotions run high and introspection runs deep. In between, we're treated to a detailed tour of 80s LA, an Art Deco building on Cahuenga, Dante's View in Griffith Park, the transients and tenements of Pico Union, a dingy Chinatown bar. At Michael's funeral, his domineering mother, Meredith, a brilliant musician, tries to strangle Josie and has to be pulled away. But Meredith looks and sounds and moves so much like her son, Josie finds herself seduced and soon moves into the woman's house. There, Josie learns that perhaps everything Michael ever told her was a lie. Meredith, meanwhile, tries to consume Josie. Fitch herself is the bad mommy here, never letting poor Josie heal. Lord knows Josie tries, but whatever she does, finding a new self in a chic thrift store suit, acting in a student film, getting a moment of peace in her own home, Fitch snatches it away. It's only in the last scenes of Paint It Black, set in the 29 Palms Motel where Michael ended his life, that Josie gets even a glimmer of hope. Whether you buy what happens next is up to you. Whether Josie's successor gets to explore new ground in the next novel, well, that's up to Fitch.
Our critic Veronique de Turin is a writer living here in Los Angeles, and you can read the first chapter of Janet Fitch's novel, Paint It Black, at our website, npr.org.